Welcome back to the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. I'm your host, George Wacker. Today, we're headed to Cedar Crest Boulevard to meet with Peter and Andrea Nation, the owners of Children's Art Classes in Allentown, to hear about how they built a studio focused on real fundamentals and real competence for kids. We'll also talk with their teaching artist about what makes the program different and why it clicks for students. And these artists have some serious background. These teaching artists have some serious background, some European education. It's really fun. And they taught in local school districts as well. So it's really fun to meet with them. To learn more, to see class options, or get in touch, visit the Children's Art Classes Allentown online at childrensartclasses.com. Search for Allentown. They are at 327 South Cedar Crest Boulevard in Allentown. And a big thank you to our sponsors, Michael Bernadin with REMAX, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, and Banco Beverage Company. We appreciate all you guys, and this was a lot of fun. Come with us to Children's Art Classes in Allentown.
Peter Nation, I'm the owner slash president.
I'm Andrea. Andrea Nation, supporter, I'll say. Yeah. we're owners together, but yeah. this is his baby.
In one sentence or so, Who is Children's Art Classes for?
I think Children's Art Classes could really be for anyone, honestly, because kids love art. Most kids love art. They don't see themselves necessarily as artists, and they think that things have to be perfect and just so. But what you find is that in school, kids do love art. There's that creative element of what I did. This is my voice. This is your soul coming onto paper. And parents love that. They love the art too. They love the projects. They keep them. I have still my kids' art projects. So it really can be for anyone. Someone who sees themselves as an artist, or you have a child who you're looking at work going, this isn't just like your average normal drawing of a bird in our case. I looked at it and thought, okay, this kid is an artist. And I mean, whether or not she decides to study art, she deserves to have that gifting developed. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to develop and learn art, then Children's Art Classes is for you.
Again, much like someone would go to ballet class after school.
Yes.
Very similar.
Yes. Piano lessons. And
so after my last role, I got to a point where I knew I didn't want to work for anybody else, right? I got introduced to a coach. His name is Sean, a career coach. He said, have you ever thought about franchising or opening your own business? And we talked for like months. He was picking my brain the whole time because he showed me a lot of businesses from design, closet designs. There was a whole bunch. Mm-hmm. And then he showed us this one. And when this one came, it was like, whoa.
When he pulls me into something, now he's serious.
Yeah.
So he said, hey, I want to tell you about this guy I've been talking with, and started talking about the franchise opportunities. And then we were left with two, and they were very child focused. One was like a fundraising sort of campaign that I was familiar with in the school district already. And then our daughter, Hope, she's an artist. And he's an artist too. He doesn't really talk about that, and I'm not, I do stick figures. But I grew up with an appreciation for the arts. So when we sat down and we met with Stephanie, she is the founder.
Her mother's the founder.
Her mother's the founder. She's
Barbara,
a president.
And then, and Stephanie is a president. Yeah.
So we met with her and it just resonated. It was like, this is exactly what our daughter, our daughter studied film and animation and she graduated, but we were like, there are kids like our daughter, so this just makes sense.
We took her to one school, then we were trying to find other places to complement it.
Yeah,
we thought that everything was in here, in this franchise, you know, from
teachers, instruction, you know, the development, really being able to get to know your child and develop them as an artist, teaching them fundamentals. And so, you know, Hope, like Peter said, you know, she had private instruction. She had some schooling outside. But to find a spot that would be similar to another after school, maybe a sports program, you know, you take your kid every week. And Hope was an artist amidst athletes. Mm-hmm. You know, we do have a couple of artists in our family, but she was the one that like drew this amazing bird and she's screaming, I'm an artist. You know what I mean? She happened to play basketball, but she's an artist.
When you go to get maybe a McDonald's franchise, I don't think you're meeting with the CEO, but with yours, you did.
Again, it started with the coach, right? He introduced us to the individual that franchised the studio, right? And we met. We went through the whole process of what it takes to do the franchise. And I was like, oh, that's not that bad. I could manage this. Mm-hmm. And then as we signed our agreement and everything, that's when we started meeting with Stephanie. It just, I don't know. It's just, she's just a good person. There's something really genuine about her. Mm-hmm. She loves this.
This is her life.
This is her life. Yeah. Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit about, I guess, the franchise for someone who is unfamiliar?
Barbara, she's the founder. If I have this right, she started the school out of necessity, right? She was a single mom, and she was just trying to, you know, make a couple extra dollars. And it just grew.
Yeah.
It just grew, you know, her client base grew. And I guess she got a studio somewhere and one of the parents came in and said, hey, we could franchise this.
And she's like, that's not us. We're not franchisers. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
And then here we are today.
You have a daughter who is into like that. So, like, why would you choose this class possibly over a different one?
Curriculum.
Curriculum. You could go.
It's curriculum based. So it's going to follow your child throughout the whole year, which is really different. You know, a lot of other programs, they might have 6 or 8 weeks that are thematic and then it ends and then you could choose something else. But this is a curriculum based program. So it grows with you. So from a 3 year old, our Tiny Hands program starts with a 3 year old and it goes for 3 and 4 year olds. And during that 2 year period, they don't have projects that repeat. And they're exposed to so many different mediums. Yeah. And so it really keeps that interest and creates the foundation. And that continues on with the other courses. Foundational, it's drawing, painting, and clay. They just get exposed to so many different mediums.
I think it's about 40 different mediums that they'll get exposed
but
to throughout their...
The core curriculum is built around those three things.
I'm Molly Troxell, and I'm a working artist. Illustrator, painter. Yeah, somehow they found me like a needle in a haystack, but they did. And I was a teacher in Bethlehem area public schools for my career. I did my teacher training in England many years ago. And I came out of retirement happily to do this because I love children and I love art. And I'm very excited by their mission because they're just wonderful people and forward moving and this won't be the end thing they do. They're always growing into something new. They really prepared me and Tammy well with training from the mother-daughter team down in Florida that started this business. And they said, right up front, we have a great curriculum. Let's see it. And it's all laid out. And I thought, oh, that's wonderful.
My name is Tammy Partridge. I taught at several school districts. I taught for 28 years at Northampton Area School District and took early retirement, but then found that I just missed it. So I found a little part-time job teaching down in Georgia. I moved down to Georgia and I'm back up in the Lehigh Valley and very happy to be here in this position. I studied at Tyler School of Art and I also did a year in Europe. I studied in Rome and had a fabulous experience over there, had wonderful teachers. I'm also a practicing artist. My media of choice is pottery at the time being. I have a kiln at home and I do lots of different clay projects and I'm really excited to bring clay to this program. This curriculum is developed by some individuals who have tons of art teaching experience too. And they've, through trial and error, came up with a curriculum that really hits all different aspects of art and builds from one lesson to the next. So I'm not used to having everything planned out. I need to come up with all my own curriculum. That's a wonderful aspect of it.
It's like a home away from home.
A third place
where you feel welcome, you feel connected.
Yep.
You start building friendships like any other place that you're frequenting. And then I think the other piece for me as a therapist, I see the esteem building that happens. Feeling proud about what you've created. And like I said, even if you don't do this for the rest of your life, it's still an experience that it's tangible, you know, it's portable, and it's you.
When you see these kids, when they're done with their projects and the way they feel, you know, the way they look and they're like, I did this. Oh man, it just brings this
joy.
Yeah.
On the website, there's going to be the calendar of classes. There's also a sign up for the newsletter. I think the best thing is to come in person, really just to come by. You know, hours are listed on the website. And Peter's here. He accommodates, you know, guests are welcome.
Yeah. So if I was talking to you like 5 years from now, like what are your hopes? You know, to just have full classes and a lot
full
of
classes.
Full classes.
Waiting lists. No.
Yeah, that and to be, you know, to branch out a little bit more. Because, again, we see this as just trying to impact more children at the end of the day, right?
Yeah. It's going to be here way after we're done.
You eventually start getting graduates.
Amazing things.
And then you come back and look at this amazing thing I did, and I put it on your wall.
And even the president, you know, she taught a lot of kids, and they have gone on to art college and learned and become art teachers, and now they're teaching in her studio. And so that's what we see, you know. There's going to be another home for people, students that leave here and say, hey, you know, there's this starving artist mentality, and that's not the case. Art is everywhere. It's giving the opportunity and yielding to time tested and proven over 50 years of, you know, teaching experience that we're not adding anything to the sauce of the curriculum. We're not taking anything away. We're going to trust what the founder and president, you know, have been able to do. The teachers bring, obviously, their own personality, their own angle, their own experience. We have two, and just hired a third teacher, and so the combination is phenomenal. They have their own personality, but they have tons of teaching experience, over 25 years each of teaching experience. And then our newer person, she's graduating from Kutztown. So we're excited.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, first grade.
First grade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that gorgeous?
Yeah.
Thank you again to Peter and Andrea and the teaching artists there. That was a lot of fun. We did a little bit of art and we were able to take it home. Always a great time. Again, if you want to learn more about all the fun stuff that they are doing there, head to childrensartclasses.com, look for Allentown, and we will catch you next time. Thank you.